Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
Now, this week we are talking about preparing for joy, preparing for Christmas.
It's coming soon.
I know, it's very close. And you ask us the question, are we ready for the birth of Jesus? Are we excited? Are we expectant? Are we joy-filled? And I'd like to quote you.
Really?
Yes.
That's dangerous.
From this week's Heartbeat, you talked about how in your preparation for Christmas you like to decorate, but you said, quote, "I keep it minimal," unquote. Now, challenge you on that statement that your decorations are
minimal
anything
compared
but
to others.
Minimal. I don't think you keep decorations minimal in any time of year. When you said that, I was like, oh, no, I don't think so. But what kind of preparations? We're talking about preparations for Christmas. So we talk about our practical preparations. You know, we might have bought gifts, might have, like you said, decorated the house.
Or we start planning even what food, what we're going to eat.
Putting up
on
the Christmas tree.
Day.
To be honest, I plan more what I'm going to wear that day.
Okay, good.
What's the weather going to be like? Will I last from morning till night in the one outfit?
Yes.
But then if we go on a serious note, you talked about the coming of Jesus as a baby, and if we prepared for a baby coming into our world, we do. We get things ready. We get the room ready. We get things sorted.
We often repaint a room.
Yeah, that's right.
If we can't buy a brand new crib, I remember I got given one.
Mm.
You rub it down
and fix
it up. I went and got out the sewing machine and made, the nice frill things that you put on sometimes, or that like a new cover for the mattress, things like that.
So if we're talking about preparing our hearts for the birth of Jesus, what kind of preparation have you done to prepare your heart for that?
Thinking about it more.
Mm.
Really, wow, Jesus, we're going to remember when Jesus came for the first time.
Mm.
How exciting would that have been? I've tried to reflect, I guess, being a mother and expecting babies before, how Mary would have felt expecting this baby that she knows is the Son of God.
Mm.
So not only just that, putting myself in Mary's shoes, not that I could ever put myself in Mary's shoes, but that type of thing, but also the preparation, because it is of Jesus coming again. Am I ready if he comes at Christmas Day?
Mm.
You know, he comes the day before, the day after, whenever, when it says he comes on a cloud and he'll come and bring his people to himself. Am I one of his people?
Mm.
So I start thinking about, am I ready spiritually?
Mm.
You know, God doesn't need me to cook a meal and decorate the house for him, but what's my house, my internal house like?
Yeah, I've noticed particularly in the readings of Mass in the last few years, I've tuned into them, I think,
a bit more than I understood them, probably.
Yeah, and gone, oh, we're talking about, yes, is your heart ready for God to come again, not only just now as a baby, but when he does come again. And it's certainly given me a new perspective on this season. So if I ask, am I excited? Well, yes, I am excited, but a good part of me, to be honest, is excited for when we get together as a family and we share those types of things. So I need to think about then, am I excited though for Jesus and him coming into my heart more?
Well, aren't we part of his family?
Hmm.
So, are we excited for the family of God together?
To come in.
And part of that is our own family, because we've all been invited to be in his family.
Mm.
He doesn't say you're welcome and you're not.
Yeah.
It's us who choose.
Mm. Mm. And so you share the story of the angels going to the shepherds, but also it starts off the way you shared is from the three kings who sought after the king. It made me think about how in our own lives we seek for God in our lives, like in the same way the king sought for this Messiah.
Yes.
We have this desire in us to seek after God. And for some of us, we might not know that's God, but the meaning of life and for love in our lives.
Exactly. Like the kings may not have known at the beginning when they saw this star that it was the star because of the Messiah being born, but they then researched and checked it out and got and found out some more information, because it does state they followed the star to find the king. They went to Herod and said, who's this king that's going to be born? So however God reaches us, even if it's through our intelligence and we're following a star, you know, in the heavenlies, you know, if it's from a beautiful baby being born, if it's from something in our life where God tries to reach us and show himself to us, where then we try and seek him out more, or seek out truth, love, whatever that seeking, that nudge, that compulsion that the Holy Spirit puts within us, may we at this time be graced by God to go and seek him.
After him. Yeah, I love how you shared, like when the angels saw the shepherds and they say, bring you news of great joy, how it really, you focused in on that Jesus was coming for all people. Our God is for everyone and all inclusive.
From the beginning.
Yeah, like not just for one group. He used a group of people. He used the people of Israel, but from that.
He tried to reach everybody. He still tries to reach everybody.
Yeah. And then when you talk about the joy of God, you talked about how the joy is always associated with Jesus, our Saviour. Joy is always associated with salvation. So when Jesus comes, we get that joy because we know that this is the Saviour.
He gave us eternal life. What more can you be given? This peace and joy, because it says peace. This joy given to us to now to live, but forever to have. What more can you really ask for?
So you finish your heartbeat this week by asking, are you so joy-filled, bubbling over, I think was one of the phrases you said, in your preparation for Jesus? So I think that's really the weekly challenge in this last week before Christmas, with only a few days to go. And there's still time. Like, it's okay if, let's say, we've missed most of
Advent. And we haven't done much yet. Like, yeah, it's still time. Put up your Christmas tree.
With God, we're never late.
Decorate the house. Go and kneel before the Saviour that's going to come and tell him how excited you are that he's coming.
Yeah, and take that time as your preparation in your heart for the joy of the Lord who's coming. So we hope that that really blesses you. We pray that you do have some great last-minute things done in terms of your preparation for Christmas coming.
Go listen to Christmas carols. I love Christmas carols.
I love the words, the beautiful words.
And the joyousness in the carol.
So why don't you add that into your preparation this week? And we pray that you do have a blessed and wonderful Christmas, and we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Bless you, everybody. Bye.